You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Jeremy, how do these fine people reach out to this here show?
Well, we love it when you just show up at the station, unannounced.
Bang on the door.
Yeah. No, mix100.com, click on the Dom and Jeremy little link there at the top. Or I would say the best way is to make your way over to our Facebook page, send us a message, search Dom and Jeremy.
That's where we got the note from Morgan. She did not ask us to change your name, so we won't. It's a little self-serving at the beginning. Do you mind?
Oh, I don't mind at all.
She says, Dom and Jeremy, first, I love your show. I heard you ask listeners what number rating they would give your show from 1 to 10. We were doing that a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
We felt like we were only entertaining ourselves yesterday and not our listeners.
Towards the end, yeah.
We were asking people to just give us a 1 to 10.
And that one woman called and she's like, a 4.
Solid 4. She said a solid 4.
Yeah.
Morgan says, I want you to know I think you're a 10 all the way.
Oh, Morgan, stop it.
And then she follows that up by saying, now that I've brown-nosed you, here's why I'm sending this.
Okay.
She writes, I'm 26 years old, a college graduate, and I already have a nice job that pays really well. I work hard, and I'm responsible. But, she says, I get a lot of crap from my friends over the men I date because I won't go out with anyone under the age of 35, and preferably they're better if they're at least 40.
Right on.
She says, no, I'm not a gold digger. I'm not even interested in getting married for the next 10 years. I just, this is her words, not mine. She says, I just think that men in their 20s and early 30s are boring and stupid. They don't seem to really grow up and stop trying to impress their buddies until they're 35 or 40. That's when they become interesting. Would you mind talking about this on your show and see if other 20-something women feel the way I do? I doubt I'm alone. Thanks again for your show and for the laughs. That's Morgan. She wants 20-something women to call our show and tell us whether or not guys in their 20s are not worth dating.
She wants them to call, or do you want the 20-somethings to call, Dom?
Yeah, let me give you a ding.
You know,
her.
I like her note.
I do too. The thing is, I went and I did some research on this after this came in, and I found a study that showed that women are generally, obviously there are exceptions, generally most attracted to men who are 6 years older than they are. That's the average. Okay. So you got people like Morgan, who's like 10 to 14 years older, and that would be countered by people who want men their own age.
Sure.
Maybe even a little younger than them. I don't know. But she says that women in their 20s
looking for something a little older.
Just want to be with older guys because guys their age are not interesting to be around.
And because I would say this is the way it sounds, and from her writing, she's very successful on her own, and this is not just a looking for a man with money to take care of me type thing. Gosh, I will say that looking around our station, we work with a lot of 20-something guys on this floor.
Okay.
And I get it.
Totally.
I kind of get it. Just,
totally.
And we were there, Dom, both of us. We were in there and in our 20s, and we thought we knew everything. We were macho, and we thought we were successful and, you know, God's gift to women. And being the age that I am now, looking at these guys who are in their mid-20s, they look like idiots.
Yeah.
They really do.
And I agree with you.
And I mean that in the nicest way, because we've all been through that part of our life, you know? And you just watching these guys think that they got it all together when you really don't. And I could see where it would be hard to date somebody that age, a guy that age.
I would like women to call and talk about this, because from the guys, guys need to sit on their hands with this one and maybe listen and learn something.
Yeah, you know, and we're
instead
not
of getting all upset and saying and getting defensive, saying I'm 25 and I'm really a great
no, and
catch
see that's
and
the
stuff.
Thing. Like, I don't want to be coming across like, oh, you guys are all idiots at 25, 26. There's going to be a handful of you that are successful and got your crap together, and you know what you want in life, and you know how to treat a lady. I mean, yes, but in general,
again, in general,
I'm not seeing
and even
it.
The guys who are 25 and have got their act together.
Mm-hmm.
Can look around at their friends and probably have to agree with us and have to agree with Morgan.
I would think so.
And Jeremy and I can admit, listen, if I was a 25-year-old woman, I would not I would not have wanted to date 25-year-old me.
Exactly.
Okay, no? I look back, we're not indicting only young men today and saying that Jeremy and I are above that.
No.
We were boobs when we were 25.
Yeah, we were just, you know, we're interested in hanging out with our buddies and going to concerts.
And
you know.
By the way, this is not male bashing. Don't misunderstand that either. It's an emotional development thing. And you can never accurately judge yourself when you're in the middle of it, right? You have to look back through time, you know, through the prism of time. Yeah. And realize, yeah, I was kind of stupid. I just want quickly, before we take calls, we want to get to as many calls. I want to highlight something that Morgan said that I have always preached from the mountaintop. She says, regarding guys in their early to mid-20s, they don't seem to really grow up and stop trying to impress their buddies until they're 35 or 40. That is exactly right. And I don't care what anybody says.
That's true.
In general, there are exceptions. In general, guys in their 20s are more strongly trying to impress their friends than they are trying to impress a woman. It sounds counterintuitive. You think, no, they really want to impress the ladies.
No,
yes, they do. But impressing their male friends is more important.
At that point in your life, you're still traveling in packs, I believe.
Yes.
That's part of the problem. Whereas I don't know what the magical age was where I just stopped caring what my buddies thought and I wanted to do my own thing. But that's when you start kind of going out on your own, on solo, and knowing what you want and going after it, not caring what those dudes think in your pack.
And it's freeing, isn't it? It's a very freeing thing to get over the angst of, what are my buddies going to think? What are my buddies going to think?
Yep.
And what Morgan is saying is that she's picked up on that, and that's why a 38-year-old guy is much more attractive to her.
Yeah.
Because he's more interested in her.
And he's got life experience and they can talk about things. And yeah. Man, phones are lighting up, though, huh?
Here comes Yvonne. Yvonne, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Morning, boys.
Hey, Yvonne. What do you think about Morgan's letter?
So I have both sides of the spectrum. When I was younger, I always dated the older guys and was more attracted to that. But now I am 48, and my husband is just turned 31. There is 18 years difference. So I went both sides. I went older men, and now that I'm older, I went younger.
I think I speak for every 48-year-old woman who's listening right now when I say, you go, girl.
High five. Well done. Good for you.
thank you for the call, Yvonne. We appreciate it very much. Is this Jamie? Is that right?
It is. Good morning.
Hey, Jamie.
What do you think of Morgan's note?
I unfortunately have to agree with her. Like you guys said, I don't think it's every single guy, but as someone who has dated the same guy since I was 15, I'm now 29. I think, you know, men typically in heterosexual relationships tend to leave their mothers and transfer their care to their female partners. And it just hasn't been as thrilling or exciting or intellectually stimulating as I could see her why she's dating older. I could get it.
So are you still with your guy then?
I sure am. Unfortunately, I love him. So there's
unfortunately you love him.
What a line.
I feel awkward.
Jamie, we love you.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you for the call.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, man. We're getting some classics here. Hey, Missy, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So, talk to us about Morgan's thoughts here.
Okay, so I am nowhere near my 20s, but with the exception of high school, I have never dated anybody my age. I've always gone at least 12 years older, and my current husband right now is 14 years older than I am, and it's awesome.
Why is it awesome?
It's maturity. Because it's maturity.
Yeah.
They don't play mind games. They aren't, like you say, out there trying to impress their friends. I don't know. They've grown up and they've realized what life is about.
They're a little more sincere, a little more caring, I think, you know, when you get a little older.
Yep. A little more loyal, I think.
Well, that's for sure. Missy, thank you for that call, and congratulations to you.
And those hot dad bods, Dom.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
This is not an indictment, okay, of all men. What we're trying to say here is that we're animals, right? And in our species, I think, my opinion, that the female of the species tends to intellectually mature, emotionally mature a little bit faster.
Absolutely.
And guys will run in their packs.
I think it's been proven, right?
Right. And because, again, Jeremy and I did the same thing.
Yeah.
And you finally reach a point where you're like, oh, what have I been doing? Yeah. Oh, my God. Why didn't somebody slap me? Yeah. Hey, Hannah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think?
I completely agree. I'm 29 now, but man, I was dating in my early 20s and was like, yeah, I'm going to die alone. This is terrible.
Were we right though? Like, what are all the guys that were your age into at that point? And why were you going crazy?
Oh my gosh. Well, I lived in the mountains, so they were all ski bums. They were all trying to impress their friends and just go out and drink every night. It just was totally not a compatible life stage. And then I met my husband, now husband, who is 8 years older and 31 at the time. And now I'm happy and married, and it worked out.
So what would you, let me ask you something, because we have a ton of 20-something guys listening right now, and they're pissed.
Yeah.
They are angry. In fact, they're probably about ready to switch stations because they're mad at Dom and Jeremy. They feel like their brothers let them down. What would you, as a woman, say to a 20-something guy who's listening right now without cursing?
Oh, man, I don't know. Just be totally upfront about what you want and what your expectations are for a relationship. Don't drag ladies around. Don't send them on a wild goose chase for happiness, I guess.
You're 29. Your husband's 37. Is that the math?
Yeah. Yep.
See, how can guys be mad at us, though, if you logically look at this and be like, you know, when I reach 35, 36, 37, I can get a younger woman.
I will be attractive to younger women.
And I will be younger to attractive women at some point. So, I mean, basically, you could still have your fun now and just mature, and then you'll still be able to get a younger woman.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't think anyone is telling 25-year-old guys
so don't
that you
be
can't
mad.
Have fun, but just don't expect to get a catch until you grow up a little bit,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And Hannah, I don't care how old I am. I'm still going to call you Hannah Banana. So there's that.
You and everyone else.
Everyone. It's a law. It's a law.
We love you, Hannah. Thank you for the call, and congratulations to you for your happiness. We have time for one more quickly because we're running way behind. Pam, what do you want to say about this?
Hi, boys. So I agree with her again. You know, I have a my husband is 11 years older than I am. And I knew from a young age, you know, well, I say young, but in my 20s, that I really needed somebody that was mature, that really had, you know, life experience, that just, you know, wasn't, hopefully, that was past that childish age of, you know, going out, impressing your friends, you know, that really cared about, okay, you know what, I have a job. I have responsibilities.
Pam, we have to cut you off. Yeah. I hate to be rude, but we're just so up against the break. We've got to run.
Yeah, but thank you, Pam. I'm glad it's working out.
That was unanimous. Pam brought it home.
Yep.
Unanimous.
So, again, the young
men who are mad at us.
Don't be mad.
do we speak the truth?
We have spoken the truth, yes. Yep.
I'm grateful to Morgan for writing in and talking about it. And you know what? What if this helps some people?
It helps some younger guys to quit worrying about your buddies so much.
Exactly. A, what if it helps some men to mature a little bit faster? And B, what if it gives solace to some women who are 25 and they feel like, oh, people are giving me crap because I'm dating a 35-year-old?
No, nope. Don't. Don't.
Science is on your side.
A lot of ladies have your back this morning.
Thanks for all the calls. We appreciate you guys.